Thanks, everyone. I've been asked by Cedar to give a bit of a story of the Hunter Water story. And I suspect I've been asked to give that story because we are one of those single entities covering a number of local government areas. I want to start by saying, don't see me giving the Hunter Water story as saying it's readily transferable to Tasmania. You're going to make your own path on that over the next 3 to 5 years, but it is our story. So, established 1895, that's a long time ago, the councils in that area decided that the only way that water and sewer was going to go ahead in our area was by a regional body. Five local government areas, as we said, you'll see some similarities here, 520,000 persons over a wide geographic area. I think the same area as Sydney Water, but a ninth the population, so we spread out. In 1980, I'll cut to the chase, 1980, the following is evident. We had property-based charging in place, inefficient work practices, there's no doubt about that. We had a backlog sewerage of 20,000 houses without sewerage. I think yours is 15,000. We didn't have accurate asset and cost data. In fact, we probably weren't sure what our assets were worth. We didn't do very good condition assessment. 1980, Dr. John Patterson came into Hunter Water, the first economist. People might be aware of Dr. John Patterson. He was a small person. He only stayed with us for 2 years and revolutionised our business. He wanted to change from property-based charging to user pays. I think at the time the organisation said they'd do some pilot testing and it would take 3 to 4 years to do some further studies and then it would happen, and Patterson said he wanted it done in 6 months. And he pushed his way forward. People were marching in the streets. There were public meetings against Dr. Patterson, famous one in the town hall where he was on the stage, and I think people were yelling out, "Stand up." and he kept saying, "I am standing up." And they were critical. There was a famous lady business person that ran a boutique hotel. She stood up and really got stuck into Dr. Patterson. And she said, "Do you know what it's going to mean to my business, Dr. Patterson, if I have to pay for all the water that I use?" And this is on the fly. Patterson said, "Yes, madam, it means you'll have to stop putting water in your beer." So, take that. So he revolutionised our charging in no time flat. And then he went overseas and he visited some best practice organisations around the world. He came back, thought about the issues. He was interviewed by our press. And they asked him, "What do you think of Hunter Water?" And he said, "It is a country club. And if it doesn't reform and become efficient, it doesn't deserve to serve the people of our area." That was quoted in the paper. I think the workforce and the union movement was quite upset by that. So there was a meeting organised with Dr. Patterson. They were all there. They were expecting that it'd been misquoted. And he came into the room and said, "I just wanted to bring you all today to tell you that I was quoted 100% verbatim. Thanks for your time." And he moved on. So you can understand why he was only in our business for 18 months. But he revolutionised. He had a new business focus for our organisation, a customer focus. He said, "We're serving customers." 1991, got limited time here, but we became the first state-owned corporation in Australia. And on commercial business principles with a skill-based board of typically ex-CEOs driving change through the organisation. A few things that they focused on. They want to cut the sewerage backlog from 20,000 houses back to next to nothing. They wanted to set customer standards, which they did. First time in Australia, customer standards for water quality, water pressure, sewer overflows and wastewater treatment performance, with new guidelines coming in. New guidelines that meant that if we didn't meet the standards on an independent audit, we'd either get a letter of rebuke from the government, a fine of $5 million, and if we continue to perform poorly, the managing director of the company and the board gets sacked. And I can tell you that focuses our attention, and as I say to my management team, if I'm going down, you're coming with me. Very, very strong focus on customer service standards. Move to the same charges for business and households rather than a cross-subsidy that was at the time. And implement, develop a charging model. They wanted a fair process because growth is so important to our business, to find money for where new developer areas were occurring on an equitable basis. And they wanted to make a profit from all new investment from that time. They wanted to make a profit and start paying dividends. And they wanted to do all that, and they didn't want to impact too much on customers. So that's a fair ask for the organisation. That was all achieved. In fact, prices in real terms during that period either stabilised or went down while they were making significant investments. And unashamedly, there was a cumulative real reduction in operating costs per property in our area. And for the water industry, generally for the major metropolitans, that went down 20% over that period. In Hunter Water's case, it went 40 to 45% real operating cost reduction. And that was instead of having regionalised focus or business across our area, we centralised, we looked at all of our purchases to buy better and smarter. We put in centralised, computerised asset maintenance systems, SCADA systems, bundled our contracts together, and we measured as a performance organisation, we measured the performance of the organisation and tried to drive against other organisations to better practice. Look, we're highly regulated, as I said. We've got licences in place on how much water we can draw from the environment and have water available for the environment. We've got licences for our wastewater treatment plant for clean beaches and to protect the environment and the waterways. We have financial reporting back to the government, who are our shareholders, and we have to maintain an investment grade. Even with debt that we carried, we must always have a credit rating of investment grade. We've got IPART that set our prices, and they drive a hard wedge in our organisation on continuous improvement. I think even after 45% reduction in operating costs, they were keen to continue that trend forward. And the point I made at the time is, if we continue this trend forward for another 10 years, we'll be running this business for a dollar, because you can't get 100% reduction in operating costs. So it started to trend off, as you can see. They also have an independent auditor go through our organisation every year. If you look on the IPART website, that comments on how we went against our customer standards and where we've got major improvements we need to make. And they set our operating licence every 5 years, and the new licence is coming out and standards are always going up. That's my story. I thought the customer survey, we've been asking these questions to our customers for the last since 1988. I thought I'd share with you some of the most recent results. Low, all these charts will be low in the beginning when change was occurring, but our last result, 93% of customers think we're doing a good job, which is the highest in the organisation ever. I put this one in performance of management. You can see that it went up, and when the changes occurred in 91, the view of management dipped considerably for about 7 or 8 years, and it's on the rise again, going up. People weren't happy with the change, although if you ask the people of our area at the moment or the councils, they'll look back with pride of what occurred at that time, even though they saw it was tumultuous during that period. The proportion of our customers feel Hunter Water Services are better value and continuing to grow, it's continuing to skyrocket up. Water quality continues to be highly regarded. 93% of customers believe our water quality is safe to drink and is good value. Offering value for money services continues to grow over that time period with the change. The charging system is fair. When we had property base, was considered 35% of our customers considered it was unfair. Now we've got 69% of our customers believe that volumetric charging is the fair way forward. 30% don't agree, and that's based on still a belief in the community that water is an essential resource and should be available for free, and although that's diminishing year by year. I don't want to give you the opinion that Hunter Water considers that, we've achieved a real lot and there's not much more to do. In fact, if you talk to our organisation, we'd say there's almost Everest for us that we see ahead in terms of improved performance in our organisation and a lot more operating costs and capital efficiency that we can drive. We'd like to do more on higher customer standards. We know for every one of our customers every complaint they make, every minute that they're out of water, or whether they have a low pressure event. It's all electronic nowadays, all covered, but there's no doubt there's a lot more that we can do. We see great challenges on skills. We're thankful that we're big enough that when we lose three or four engineers that we can bolster that and still survive. If we were smaller, that would be a major change. We see climate change coming on and questions about tackling this as a future. The future won't be the past, and we'll need to be very flexible and adaptable and fast-moving. We've got questions on expansion of area. We've got a number of councils that are coming to us at the moment and in discussions about whether would we expand our area over their area. And that's because the reality of life is that they have a number of backlog areas or operations, and if we don't expand over their area, some things just will never happen. Schemes will never get backlog sewage. We see high technology plants coming in, and that raises major issues on a critical size of an organisation to handle the new technology and the sophistication. And if that isn't everything, in 2 months' time, the New South Wales government has got legislation going through which allows private sector to compete with Hunter Water and Sydney Water for our customers. So in 2 months' time, private sector can take out a retail licence or a wholesale licence. So it's just like Optus and Telstra. Private sector can either take wastewater, recycle it and sell it to industry and pay us for transport of sewage along our pipes, or they can have a water source and pay Hunter Water to transport their water to their customers. So that's 2 months' time. One of the greatest changes that could occur in the industry, but a very confident organisation that's gone through a lot of change. And if you come up and meet with our organisation, I'd welcome people that want to do that, you'll find the organisation says, bring it on. In fact, we're ready for competition. We've gone through a lot of hard yards, a lot of major changes over a decade, and we would welcome the chance to compete with private sector. And if private sector, to be honest, if private sector can do the job of meeting our customers' needs for lower cost than Hunter Water, well, I think that would be the right outcome. But don't make a mistake, we'll be in there competing as hard as we possibly can, and we see a strong future for Hunter Water.